news.
All right, so Flo, tell us what you do think about the Samsung Galaxy S7 and the S7 Edge.
So I got the S7 and the S7 Edge here right now. I have not actually written the review on the S7 Edge because we've decided to do two separate reviews for PC World.
They deserve two separate reviews.
Yeah,
they're different devices.
To be honest, they are two different devices and yada yada. Anyway, so this is the one I prioritize, which is the Galaxy S7, and I've spent a lot of time with this phone by now.
I got a shipping order that it's on its way.
From Timo?
Yeah, from Timo.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So there was a discussion this morning about this phone, and I know we could just get into talking about the specs and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, Snapdragon
already.
820, 4 gigs of RAM, 12 megapixel rear-facing camera with aperture of 1.7.
I would like to note that she does not have those specs written in front of her,
no.
By the way. She just rattled them off.
Because I've been working on this review all weekend.
Yeah, bravo.
Flo, you and I are going to get along famously. We're the same way.
There's the thing about it is it's very evolutionary. There's not much about it that's revolutionary. And that's sort of the tagline that we came up for it. The thing is, it is a near-perfect phone, and I hate saying that because I know it sounds like such hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many great things about this phone, and I can see why it costs as much as it does. But we're, in an era now where you can get a perfectly good, substantial phone for $400.
Yes.
And so I'm struggling to see why buying a flagship like the Galaxy S7 is still worth it if you're not interested in having all those bells and whistles.
This is what
I don't disagree with you at all.
You don't disagree with me?
No.
That's good.
Is that a double negative?
No. Yeah, it is a double negative.
Just make sure I'm doing the math.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
The thing is, but it doesn't discount the fact that this is a damn awesome phone. I mean, the camera got so much better. I actually took it out, I don't have a rig or anything, which I regret not setting up, but I took it out and was just shooting photos with the Galaxy S6 and the S7, and I noticed, it has better contrast. Samsung fixed a lot of light leak issues. It's only slightly better in low light environments. The battery life is pretty good. Doze mode definitely, I think, helps a lot with that. Mm-hmm. It feels like a Samsung phone with doze mode. If that makes sense. Because when you're using it, the AMOLED is just sucking all this power through a straw very quickly, But then when you put it down and you pick it up again, you realize it hasn't moved an inch, which is great. Thank you, Google, for that, for Doze.
So the Samsung Galaxy S7 is $669.99 unlocked.
Yes.
Right?
Some right around there. Carriers are selling it for a little bit less or whatever.
Yeah, right. AT&T $694. Yeah. Best Buy Verizon's 679, so right around that area.
670 or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what you're saying is kind of what I'm sure OEMs have probably expected but been fearing, which is that this kind of move towards high-quality devices at mid-range price or whatever starts to kind of warp our perception as consumers of what we should be paying for hardware. And at one point, this was perfectly normal for a high range device, and now it's starting to feel unnecessary for whatever reason. Is there a device that goes toe to toe with this one that you can kind of think of off the top of your head that costs in the $400-$500 range?
No, there is not a device that can go toe to toe with this right now. That's in the unlocked range, and I understand that. I understand this is a totally different.
But is it necessary?
Class. But I don't think it's necessary,
right?
Because yes, this has wireless charging, which, by the way, this only has Quick Charge 2.0, and that's because Samsung kept Quick Charge on its Exynos overseas. So it wouldn't be fair. I don't know if that's why, but I'm making that up. But
well, the A20 supports it, obviously, supports 3.0. But I think it has to do more with the fact that it's still using micro USB as opposed to Type-C as the
shape. That's a good. I actually didn't think about that. Thank you for bringing that up. That's the other thing. It's
and another thing.
There's just a lot of things. Also, I really regret, I'm going to have to do a couple of PSs to my review this week. This thing is scratched up. And we were looking at it. It's going to be very hard to try and show this on camera because the chassis is really dark.
I might have
I'm going to let actually Jason try a little bit. But this thing is scratched up. And I have been carrying this thing in a case.
Turn off.
in a little pouch since I got it in for review, and there's no reason for it to be as scratched up as it is. Yeah. And it's
so
just
I'm
like
try and glance
yeah, right
the
there. Yeah,
so
you got you can see it. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
It's scratched up there around the home button. It's like super scratched up.
Wow.
Yeah.
See that scratches.
Yeah. And they're deep. Like if Jason, you run your finger over them, you can feel
I mean, you feel the bump. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel the bump.
I've not had any issues with scratching. I've not had any real issues. But like I said, I tend to agree with what you're saying. Like, I don't want to say that it doesn't seem necessary because there's always situations and I don't want to knock progress, you know, even though knock progress for the sake of progress is not always good. But things like pixel density, you know, like we're not there yet where VR is something that we're doing on the daily. Once we are, I think we're going to be amped to have displays this high in pixel density because our displays are going to be this far away from our faces.
All the time.
All the time. So I think that's going to be a really big deal. This is 577 PPI on this thing.
Yeah.
It's a very small screen and incredibly high resolution. So I think that's worth noting. But I think that in terms of hardware, straight up, I think the coolest thing that they did is the biggest feat of engineering anyway is the way that they got waterproofing onto this IP68
super cool. The
same form factor build quality as the S6 because I have it over there. I was just with a colleague and he gave me all three devices, S5, S6, S7, so that I could kind of compare. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my goodness, the S5, you know, the gasketing is all within the chassis here. There's like three separate layers of protection from liquid here, and I think the fact that they're able
not from scratches,
not from scratches though, no, not from scratches.
Well, yeah, they waterproofed the device. They didn't scratch proof it. Yeah. They never said anything about scratch proofing.
No, true. But the fact that they were able to cram that much into here, I think, is really impressive. Same goes for the battery. It's a larger battery physically, but they also increased the density of the actual lithium ion battery as well, which is why the battery life has been pretty darn good on both the S7 and the S7 Edge. But I think that overall, I think you're in general correct, Flo. I'm more than happy to just buy a Nexbit Robin. You know, like I think the whole democratization of the smartphone has gotten us to the point where I think you're right, Jason. We expect devices in the $400 price range, anything more than that, we're like, oh, well, why? Why do I need that?
There's also the idea that there was, you know, some Twitter combos this morning about, oh, well, why doesn't Samsung just sell the phone unlocked? But I'm like, what a privilege to be able to buy a $650 phone outright. That is a lot of money to spend on a phone. And I mean, okay, so that's kind of a separate conversation from talking about the hardware. Yeah. That is definitely a separate conversation. It's something that came up when I was reviewing the phone because I was just thinking to myself, last year when I reviewed the Galaxy S6, I was super impressed. This, like, good job, Samsung. You guys really turned around the design and just sort of turned around the precedent. Yeah. But then all these other phones came out and they were actually, like,
pretty good.
Life was just as doable, like the Moto X Pure Edition. And, you know, I've been using the Nexus 6P, and, like, I'm not completely happy with the photo performance, but dang, it's a
6P?
Really great phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and especially compared to this guy, like.
Oh, well, I mean, the S6 and S7 are both, like, really difficult to hold a candle to in terms of optics for the camera. But the 6P camera, I think, is stupendo.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for a Nexus device. It's the best there ever was a Nexus device, in my opinion.
Damn, girl, damn.
Anyway, so my bottom line for this was, if you've got a carrier upgrade and you want this phone, go for it. But don't feel like this is the thing you absolutely have to have in your hand, especially if you already have a Galaxy S6. Because I'm going to still be using my S6 Edge. Like, that's still my camera phone.
Yeah, I mean, there are qualities of this that improve in ways that people might be inclined to be like, yes, I've got the S6, but it's just so, I mean, at least from what we've heard, it's just so much better here. That would be the SD card slot, actually having that.
Yes.
Some people really care about that. The better battery. Some people really care about that. The better camera performance. Are any of those so much better than what you got in the S6 that you would say that's if that's really important to you, then full support?
No, because the camera is so good on GS6, and you can just like fix it. You know, I always fix a picture before I put it on Instagram, and I just kind of assume that everybody else does. And anyway, they have all those like editing tools there for a reason. And one thing about the SD card slot.
Yeah.
You know, I have the SD card slot on the Tab S2, which is the little device that I'm using today. And it's like I'm already running out of space. I've moved apps. It just doesn't like the SD card thing just doesn't.
It's not the same.
It doesn't compare to just having 64 gigs of space.
Right.
Is it a red herring? Is it a red herring? Would you say? Like it's kind of like placating people who want something.
That's totally placating. I don't really think. I think the water resistance is very smart.
Yeah, right.
Because if you're going to spend this much money on a phone, like, please. But I think,